The media, once again, watching too much news really bummed me out. Remember how it started? They kept talking about the elite Republican Guard. You know?
The elite Republican Guard. These were like the bogeymen of the war the first couple of months.
Well, we're doing good now, but we have yet to face
the elite Republican Guard.
Like these guys were 10 feet tall desert warriors. Never lost a battle. We shit bullets. Well, after 2 months of bombing and not one reaction from these people, they became simply the Republican Guard. Not nearly as elite as we may have led you to believe. After another month of bombing, they went from the elite Republican Guard to the Republican Guard to the Republicans made this shit up about there being guards out there. We hope you enjoyed the fireworks show. Boy, it was pretty. People said, Bill, Iraq had the fourth largest army in the world. Yeah, well, let me tell you something. After the first three largest armies, there's a real big drop-off, okay? The Hare Krishnas are the fourth largest army in the world, fifth largest, and they've already got our airports. I am the sixth largest army in this world, just to give you a numerical perspective. I'll tell you, the people that bugged me, the people said, well, the war made us feel better about ourselves. Who are these people with such low self-esteem? They need a war to feel better about themselves. I saw them on the news waving their flags. Could I recommend, instead of a war to feel better about yourself, perhaps sit-ups? Maybe a fruit cup? A walk around the block at dusk. I always find that cheers me up. What's the phone for, man? Are you guys drug dealers? What's that for? Are you going to call somebody or what? Huh? What do you do? Dentist. You're a dentist and you need to be ready at all times. It's not your phone. Whose phone is it? Gentleman behind you. And who? And what do you do? He's the drug dealer. I see. You fuck their teeth up. You get them hooked. And we rock in the nightclubs all night long. He's your doctor? Are you kidding? What kind of doctor? You're lying. Are you kidding me? Yeah, you are. Fucking hell, man. What? Are y'all all from some outpatient clinic that I need to know? Bill, we are all on Thorazine. Your stuff is quite humorous. We are drugged beyond belief. We are this close to palpitating and releasing our souls through the tops of our heads. At which time you will...
We can call anyone.
What? We can call anyone. Well, how about my fucking agent and let's fire him together. Pittsburgh, you bastard. Good crowds. They stared at me like a dog that's just been shown a card trick. Bill, maybe they're all on Thursday. Well, let me check. Fuck, you were right. That's why I've been in this business 3 months, boy. Watch too much TV. I can't watch TV longer than 5 minutes without praying for nuclear holocaust. Really, on my hands and knees, wishing it upon every one of you. That's how much I love TV. I think it's great. I watched The Love Connection. That's got to be the most depressing show I've ever seen in my life. Adult human beings on national television groveling for dates. Have some self-respect, stay home, and jerk off, man. Guys, buy a Hustler, toss off a load, go about your fucking day, all right? Have some dignity. Ladies, get in the tub, get under the spigot. Come and go about your business. Have some self-respect. The show makes